We're going to continue with our introduction to Kodshim. And if you're following, we're on page Yud Ches, halfway down the right column. We're discussing the case of Zrika Shelo Bemkoma. And we had two opinions about a Zrika Shelo Bemkoma. And as we move forward, we'll get into these two opinions and what the scenarios are. What exactly was Shelo Bemkoma? Where did he mess up in terms of the Makom HaZrika? According to one man, Diomar, Zrika Shelo Bemkoma is Kimkoma Dami, which means that the Bailam have Kapara, although the Zrika was in the wrong place, they do not have to bring a replacement carbon. As far as the Emurim is concerned, everybody agrees, even if I hold Kimkoma Dami, the Emurim are posel, and there won't be any Haktaras HaEmurim. The Bailam will achieve Kapara without Haktaras HaEmurim. Then the other man, the Yomer, says, Kishalo Bimkoma Dami. And that means that the carbon is posel, and the Bailam will be required to bring a replacement carbon. Now, according to the Man D'Omer who holds Kimakoma Dami, we had another machlokes as far as the status of the Dam itself. And that is that if I hold... No, I'm sorry. Did I say Kimakoma Dami? I meant to say, if I hold Lav Kimakoma Dami, is there a possibility of salvaging the carbon? Because if I hold Lav Kimakoma Dami, it means the Bailam will have to bring a replacement carbon. But the question is whether there's a psul in the Dam itself. We'll call it the Gufo Shel Dam. And those two opinions, according to the Man D'Omer who says Lav Kimakoma Dami, so if you follow the flow chart, are Yasfenu or Lo Yasfenu. If I hold Lo Yasfenu means you cannot collect the Dam that's on the Mizbeach and do a repeat performance of the Zrika in the right place. That's called Lo Yasfenu. But Yasfenu means that you can collect the Dam from the Mizbeach, put it back into the Mizrak, into the Kos, and do a second Zrika to replace the first Zrika. That's called Yasfenu. Even if I hold Lo Yasfenu, and we're holding now Lav Kimakomo Dami, so the Bailim are in real trouble now. They'll have to bring a replacement carbon. There is a way of salvaging, even if I hold Lo Yasfenu, and that would be if there's Shirayim in the Kos that was not subject to Zrika, or alternatively, if let's say he can collect Dam Minatzavor from the Behemoth itself. Now, if you hold Lo Yasfenu, that means the Dam on the Mizbeach is completely out. That's a psul in the Dam because the Zrika was Shelo Bemkoma. So that's Fafal and that's goodbye Charlie, as we say. However, as far as the Bailam is concerned, there's a possibility, theoretically, for the Kohen to do a repeat Zrika for this Karbon in the right place, let him get it right this time, if there is Dam that didn't reach the Mizbeach. And what does that mean? Either it means there's Shirayim in the Kos, or it means that there's still Dam in the Tzavra Behema, which he can have a new Kabbalah on that Dam. If, on the other hand, I hold Shelo Bemkoma Kibbekoma Dami, then, as we said before, then, and again, we mentioned that that's a derivation from a pasuk that says, Ala Mizbeach Lechaper, meaning the whole Mizbeach is one entity, Kevin Shigia Dam, L'mizbeach niskapru abaylim. But even if I hold niskapru abaylim, because kimikoma domi, nevertheless the bosar emurim is posel. So that's what we said yesterday. Now today, we're going to introduce another machlokas tanoim. And in order to move forward today, we have to re-emphasize one point that we made yesterday, which was called Klitas HaMizbeach, that if you hold Lav Kimakoma Dami, it means that the Mizbeach was collate the Dam, And that's why Lav Kimkoma Dami means that the Dam became Pasul, and the Bailim lost the Kapar of the Karban, because the Mizbeach grabs onto that Dam Shalobim Koma, which means that it invalidates the Zrika of the Dam. And we pointed out that there's a little bit of a paradox here in applying this principle of HaMizbeach Kolate, because what do you mean? There's a shita that holds that all psulim im olu lo yeredu. Again, we're going to have a whole long discussion about that. We're not ready for that yet. But basically that means that if the Mizbeach was kolate, then it should be makadish the dam, even if the dam itself is pasul, because im olu lo yeredu. Now, Rabbi Gamliel is the one who holds im olu lo yeredu. So then, if we say that kultim is beach, and that's why lav kimakomo domi, and therefore the bayam lo is kapru, that explanation of klitas amizbeach is going to be very problematic for Rabbi Gamliel. Basically, there's no way of reconciling the concept of klitas amizbeach, which means that lav kimakomo domi and the bailim lose and forfeit their kapara, with Rabbi Gamliel who holds that im olu lo yeredu. And therefore, we're going to have to assume that klitas amizbeach operates in a totally different way. And it means that once the Mizbeach was collate, it's not that the Mizbeach is Makadesh, the Dam that's Posel, because then we have this principle of Ram Gamliel and Olo Yerdu, but it's a different kind of Halach, operates with its own, it beats to its own drum. And that's called Klitas HaMizbeach. Now, we said that if we hold Lav Kimakomo Domi, then we have a machlokes about yasfenu or lo yasfenu. Here we have a machlokes amoroyim. And in order to appreciate this machlokes amoroyim, we're going to have to take the case of Shalobim Komo and further break it down into its component parts. There could be what I call the most radical Shalobim Komo, and then this could be a less radical Shalobim Komo. The most radical Shalobim Komo would be when it didn't get to the right Mizbeach. Let's say, for example, in Achatas Pnimis, you'll need Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and instead he did the Zrika on the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. Or vice versa, if he took, you know, let's say a Karban Ola Shlomim, Asham Shlomim, and instead of doing a Zrika on the Kira Mizbeach, or on, in certain cases, let's say Chatos Chitzoni on the Koranos HaMizbeach, instead he did a Zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, inside the Heichal, that is the most radical Shalobim Koma. It's not even on the Mizbeach as far as this carbon is concerned. We can have a less radical kind of a Shalobim Koma in a case where he was meant to be Zorek Lamata on the lower half of the Mizbeach below the Churas Sikra, and instead he did a Zrika on Lamala, or vice versa. So now we have a Machlokas Amoroyim. According to one shita, if the dam that was meant to be lamala was lamata or vice versa, then we have a machlokes whether you can collect that dam, according to Madiomer Lav Kimkoma Domi, and do a second repeat zrika. But on the other hand, if you had a more radical Shalobim Koma, means it didn't even reach the Mizbeach, not the right Mizbeach in any event, then everybody would agree, according to this Shita in Amoroyim, that Yasfenu, collect it and start again. Meaning that principle called Mizbeach Kolet and so forth and so on, that's not relevant unless it was the right Mizbeach. If it's the right Mizbeach, but instead of the top half, it was on the bottom half or vice versa, then you could talk about being the Mizbeach was called the Dam, and that generates a psul in the Dam, such that lo yasvenu, we can't do another repeat Zrika. Other Rishonim say that, just 1 second, where's the other sheet of the Rishonim? Or kulim modim shloisvan mikum sha'al kol ponim nosan hamatonim bizmeach haroyla. Ah, that shelo yasvenu only applies, according to these Rishonim, when it reached the right Mizbeach. Then lo yasvenu, because it was a meaningful Zrika in the sense that the Mizbeach was kolate. It was the right Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has the power, so to speak, to be kolate the Dam that belongs on that Mizbeach. It's like has an ownership possession rights on that Dam. But if it's on the wrong Mizbeach, that Mizbeach has no rights to the Dam. It's not kolate the Dam. And then everybody would agree, Yasvenu, you could do a repeat Zrika. So let's go on now, and we'll break down the different possibilities of Shalobim Koma, that he was Zorik Dedam Shalobim Koma. It was meant to be Lamala, right, the top half of the Mizbeach, and he did it in the bottom half of the Mizbeach, or it was meant to be Labata, and he did the Nesiyas Adam Lamala. Or, for example, you can have... This has to do, I think, with Bechor and Maaseh, but in any event, you can have a Zrika that has to be on, let's say, the Mizrachis Dromis Keneged HaYisod, and instead he did a Zrika Shalom Keneged HaYisod, right? The Yisod didn't surround the entire Mizbeach on all four sides. All that is considered Zrika Shalomim Koma, and if he did this Rika on the Mizbeach, it was the right Mizbeach but the wrong location on the Mizbeach, then we have Machlokas of is Kimkoma Domi or Lav Kimkoma Domi, but Matano Shenitan Al Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Nosnan Al Mizbeach HaChitzon, according to some Rishonim, no one would say Kimkoma Domi. And from one perspective, that's bad news, but from another perspective, that's very good news. It's bad news because status quo, the Bailam are going to have to repeat the Avos HaKarban. There's no kapara on a Karban Shalobim Koma if it's on the wrong Mizbeach, and everybody would agree that that's Lav Kim Koma Domi. So even if I hold Kim Koma Domi, that's only, according to the Shita Rishonim, that's only in the same Mizbeach, but Lamata, 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 Lamata. But if it's on the wrong Mizbeach, the Pnimi versus the Chitzoni, then everybody agrees that Lav Kimkoma Domi, the Bailim forfeit their Kapara. But the good news is that there's no Klitas Mizbeach, which means that everybody would agree that Yasvenu, that the Dam, which is now on the wrong Mizbeach, could be collected and you could redo the Zrika on the right Mizbeach. So that's good news in terms of salvaging it. But in the case of Nitan al Mizbeach HaChitzon V'Nosnam al Mizbeach HaPnimi, according to that school of Rishonim, then the Dam is possible for a whole nother reason. Meaning, we're going to say that everybody agrees in the case of Pnimi versus Chitzoni that Lav Kimakom Adomi, the Bailam will forfeit their Kapara. But there's a reason why in one of those two scenarios, in one direction, the Dam is posel. And the direction we're talking about is where it was meant to be on the Mizbach HaNechoshes, and instead he did the Zrika inside the Heichal of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And in that case, according to these Rishonim, the Dam is posel. And that has to do with a different category of psul, which we never discussed, and that's Dam HaNichnas LeHeichal. In other words, normally, when we talk about a psul Dam of Chutzlim Komo, it meant you lowered it one darga, and you took the Dam out of the Azara, And we discussed that in the past, such a dam is possible because it's not Roy Lizrika. But now we're talking about an upgrade. Instead of sprinkling the dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, he upgraded, he went into the Heichal and he did the Zrika in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. There also, there's a kind of a Chutzlum Komo, Yotza Chutzlum Komo Psul Yotze. And that also will generate a psul in the dam, even though there was no zrika, meaning any zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi with regard to these karbonos that require zrika on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is not zrika at all. It doesn't even register. And as we said, he could collect the dam and rectify his mistake. But nein, according to these Rishonim, he can't do so. Why? If instead of doing the zrika on the Pnimi, he did the zrika on the Chitzoni, everybody agrees, lav kimakomo domi, and the karbon is in the balance, so to speak, the kaparas that karbon. Of course, the question is, can he now redo the zrika? He meant to do the zrika on the inside in the Pnimi, he did it on the outside, the Chitzoni. And we're going to argue in favor of redoing the zrika Yasfenu, according to that Mandiyom. However, there's one case in which everybody agrees the dam in itself is possible, according to, again, this sheet in the Rishonim, and that's the case where he was meant to be Zorik on the Chitzoni, and instead he was Zorik on the Pnimi. That's called Dam HaNichnas LaHeichal, and that's a psul. So Yasfenu is not going to be an option. Fine. There's a very strange Rambam in Hilchas Psuli HaMukdashim that seems to undermine everything that we've said. The Rambam says that even in a case where he was meant to be Zorik the Dam on the Chitzoni, and instead of doing so, he was Zorik on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Rambam says in that case, everybody agrees that that's Kimkomo Domi. That the Bailim will achieve Kapara. Again, forget about the Emurim. That's a different story. So how do we make sense out of this Rambam? We said on the contrary. In this case, everybody agrees that it's lav kimkomo. He did the zrika on the wrong mizbeach. And not only that, the dam itself becomes inherently possible, which means that blocks the opportunity for Asifan doing a repeat zrika. Why? Because of psul of yotze. It's not called yotze, it's called dam nichnas lehecha. So I'm going to tell you what the Achronim say to defend the Rambam in just a minute. I just want to tell you what I would have said to defend the Rambam. That the Rambam holds a kind of Yesh Bechlal Masayim Manim, which means that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is on a higher level than the Mizbeach HaChitzoni, and any dam that is Mechaper on the Mizbeach HaChitzoni ipso facto is Mechaper on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Again, he shouldn't have done so, and he forfeits the mitzvah of Karnim in terms of Zrika, but the Zrika is absolutely valid, and even if I hold Shalobim Komo is lav kimakomo dummy, and the entire, the entire venture of this carbon is now up in the air as to whether it could be mechaper or not. And if all things are equal, it won't be mechaper because I'm holding lav kimakomo dummy. But here it's kimakomo dummy. Why? Because the zrika was done on the mizbeach apnimi. But let's see what the Achronim say. He quotes here the Chafetz Chaim and the Migdash David. You know, I have to tell you that these are the two, almost the Balabatim on Kodshim. Is the Chafetz Chaim is Likutei Halachos, which I have somewhere, I don't know where, and the Migdash David. The Migdash David in Kodshim and Taras is like, it's almost like Reb Chaim on the Rambam. And they say the following. Din ze shayach biofanim bohem domim chitzonim shenichnus lehechol enam nifsol. That the Rambam holds that under certain circumstances there's no psul in the dam of nichnas lehechol. And under those circumstances, where there is no psul in the dam, then the Rambam holds that we could say it's kimakomo dami. And why is it kimakomo dami, even though it's not makomo? Because of the upgrade of mizbeach hapinimi. But again, you have to stipulate the condition that there is no psul of dam shenichnas lehecha. What would be the case where there's no psul of dam shenichnas lehecha? Kigon behichnis derech mishupash velo derech shar hecha. In other words, when does knisa of dam chitzoni into the hechal pasul the dam? That's only mitzad the knisa itself. It's not the himatzus. It's not the fact that the dam is inside the hechal, but it's because you brought it into the hechal. And the halacha defines bringing it into the hechal as derech shar hahechal. In a case where, instead of going derech shar hahechal, he found a way of breaching the choma that surrounds the hechal. So there was a, you know, he bores a hole, I don't know how, underneath the kosel that surrounds the hechal. And he doesn't enter into the shar hahechal. Or there's another possible way he could do that, and that's according to one shita, that there's no psul nichnas lepnim b'shar karbonos chutz michatos. So again, I'm just going to explain this balabatish. Obviously, it's much more profound than this, that in a case of a chatos, since chatos divides up into two subcategories, there's a chatos pnimis and chatos chitzona, there the Torah says that nichnas lepnimis is possible. Why? Because he changed the whole nature of the chatos. But in the cases of all other karbonos, of Ola, Asham, and Shlomim, where there is no such thing as pnimis, then we're not afraid that you've made us confuse, you know, you confuse the different subcategories of that karbon, and therefore pnimis is an upgrade, and it doesn't pasul the dam. And if we go with that explanation, then what it means is if he takes the dam of, let's say, a karbon ola, and instead of Zrik al Gabi Mizbech HaChitzon, he does Zrik al Mizbech HaPnimi, everybody's going to agree that the Ola is not kosher. Unless he does Asifa. How can he do Asifa? After all, the Dam was Nichnas Lehechal. So according to the second man, the Omar, Dam HaNichnas Lehechal doesn't passel in Shar Kodshim, it only passels in Chatos. Hence, in the case of an Ola, the fact that the Zrika was done inside on the Mizbech HaPnimi doesn't passel the Karbon, in terms of the dam itself. And the Rambam took this one step further. And he says it's not even considered shalom b'mkom. So that even if I hold shalom b'mkomo lav kimakomo dami, in this case it's called makomo, because the mizbeach hapnimi is the supreme mizbeach. Okay. This is where we're going to stop for today. And in Birkas Hashem, we'll continue a little bit more on Shalom B'Mkoma tomorrow, and then we want to get to the Psul Lina and the Psul Nosar, which is a fundamental breakthrough, so to speak, in the laws of Psule Mizbeach.